Welcome to Live, Behind the Veil, an atmosphere where men and women of God speak His Word to this age and bring His kingdom to this earth. Do you have ears to hear and eyes to see what God is doing in this hour? Let us join our host and the family's conversation as the Holy Spirit is unfolding the Word Behind the Veil.
Hello, everyone. I'm Ron, your host, and this podcast is an experience in the Holy Spirit as He trumpets through part of His family to all those who have open hearts to hear His call in this time of His Feast of Trumpets.
Feast of Trumpets, it is a multi-purposed thing. You know, you're announcing the arrival of the King and you're trumpeting in the new year, but mostly God dwelling with His people.
It was also the trumpet call to call people to gather.
Yeah.
Just people coming together today, tonight, tomorrow, this period of time. Amazing what the Holy Spirit can do.
This was a time for those who have prepared their hearts before the Lord to be able to be those trumpets that speak and frame this next year by prophetic utterance.
The 22nd chapter of Revelation, most of that chapter is describing exactly what we're doing.
Trumpets, we get to start new. It's new.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
We don't look at the past. We're breaking our bonds or thoughts or however you want to say that. The anchors that anchor us to anything of limitation and to the past.
The Holy Spirit shows us that we must never look back to the law of sin and death from which we have been delivered. God has brought us into a new order of things, of life, of love, and liberty in Christ Jesus that is beyond all human comprehension.
So out of Exodus 19, verse 16, so it came about on the third day when it was morning that there were thunder and lightning flashes and a thick cloud upon the mountain and a very loud trumpet sound, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. That was your first trumpets.
In Leviticus chapter 26, verse 2, you shall keep my Sabbaths and reverence my sanctuary. To put that in modern day vernacular, the sanctuary of the Lord, it's us. So how do we reverence us before the Lord? Then we go to Romans 12, verse 1. And it's by His mercy, as our Father, we present our bodies living and holy sacrifices acceptable to Him, which is our spiritual service of worship. And Father, we come to You at this time, and we reverence these bodies of ours, Lord, because You inhabit them by Your Holy Spirit. And we long for that day when we are no longer tormented by this sin nature, that this year we believe for the atonement to be effective and have its full work in each and every one of Your sons, that the sin nature is completely burned out by the fire of the Holy Spirit. And we thank You for it, Father.
Psalm 118, verse 22. This is a trumpeting call for today. The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone. This is the Lord's doing. It is marvelous in our eyes. This is the day which the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad. We rejoice in the trumpeting sound that goes throughout the world saying, this is the day.
Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you. just as I spoke to Moses from the wilderness and this Lebanon, even to as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all of the land, the Hittites, as far as the great sea toward the setting of the sun will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life. Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you nor forsake you. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you have success. This is a year that we dwell even deeper into the words that our fathers have spoken to us, that have imparted to us. We don't move from those words, from those foundations to the right or to the left, but we just meditate on them. We eat them. They become part of our beings, and then we speak them.
From Ezekiel, "For thus saith the Lord God, behold, I, even I, will both search my sheep and seek them out, as a shepherd seek out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered, so will I seek out my sheep and will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. And I will bring them out from the people and gather them from the countries and will bring them to their own land."
This is from Joel 2, starting at verse 1. "Blow a trumpet in Zion and sound an alarm on my holy mountain. Let all the inhabitants of the land tremble, for the day of the Lord is coming. Surely it is near."
I would like to declare that this day we are a chosen race. We are a royal priesthood. We are the holy nation. We are a people for God's own possession. And we proclaim the excellencies of Him who has called us out of darkness into His marvelous light.
Joel 2, verse 11 says, "The Lord utters His voice before His army. Surely His camp is very great, for strong is He who carries out His word. The day of the Lord is indeed great and very awesome, and who can endure it? Yet even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all of your heart." This is the time of returning to the Lord. Lord, we open our hearts and we let go of everything of yesterday, all the good, all the bad, everything. And Lord, we repent, we turn towards you. This is a time of turning towards you, and we focus on you, Father.
This is Joshua 5:13. "Now it came about when Joshua was by Jericho that he lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, a man was standing opposite him with sword drawn in his hand. And Joshua went to him and said to him, Are you for us or for our adversaries? And he said, No, rather indeed I come now as captain of the host of the Lord. And Joshua fell on his face to the earth."
Malachi 3, verse 2, is talking about the trumpet sound that goes out in this day, calling people to assemble for this tabernacle of His presence. And Malachi 3, verse 2, "And he shall sit as a refiner and a cleanser of silver, and he shall cleanse the sons of Levi and refine them as gold and silver, and they shall belong to Jehovah, bringing near an offering of righteousness. And who is able to bear the day of this coming? And who is able to stand when he appears? For he is like that refiner's fire, and like the soap of the launderer. This is the day, a day of trumpets, a day of the voice of the Lord is going out saying, Come, His appearing is upon us.
It will come about after this that I will pour out my spirit on all mankind, and your sons and your daughters will prophesy. Your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. We declare that this is the day, Lord, that your body comes together and prophesies and speaks your word so you may be glorified, so people will know that you are the living God.
Now, one thing that seems to be evident that this new year is going to be a year of very awesome presence of the Lord. And I just want to read a little bit out of Psalms 91, because I think that it's so important for people to hear and to be able to reach into the Lord, because that's the only place there's going to be any safety or any shelter. He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will abide in the shadow of the Almighty. I will say to the Lord, my refuge and my fortress, my God in whom I trust. I lose people to hear this. They need this so desperately. For it is he who delivers you from the snare of the trapper and from the deadly pestilence. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may seek refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a bulwark. Then you will not be afraid of the terror by night, or the arrow that flies by day, or the pestilence that stalks at darkness, or the destruction that lays waste at noon. There is no safety in money. There is no safety in houses. There is no safety in armies. There's only one safety, and that is in his presence.
You know, the scriptures speak of how he is calling his elect from the four winds. And this is something we're speaking, that in the realm of spirit, God is gathering together. We speak that forth. He's gathering the spirits of his elect, of his people, and he's gathering them into one. And whether we see it completely in this physical realm right now is totally irrelevant. But in the realm of spirit, God is drawing his people as part of the revelation of tabernacles, the feast of ingathering, where he's gathering his people together. And he's doing this, the spirits of all of his people throughout the earth. He's drawing them up into one. And we're proclaiming that for all of God's people. They're being drawn up to hear, being drawn up to see.
Eyes to see and ears to hear. You don't have to know everyone that's in the body of Christ. They're all over the earth. But by the Spirit, you can know them. By the Spirit, you can see them.
This is the hour where they shall all know me, from the least to the greatest, says the Lord. And that happening, and is happening for his people, because there's something in their spirits of all of his people now that are responding. They're opening up. We're proclaiming that. And everyone, all of his people, shall have a revelation of the Lord that's pure, that's right before God. They're going to hear him. They're going to see him. Throughout the earth, we speak this, that the fulfillment of that prophecy, must have a fulfillment, that they shall all know me from the least to the greatest. This is the hour for it.
This trumpet call that goes out on this day of trumpets, this feast of trumpets, is a call for assembly. 1 Thessalonians 5, you are all sons of light and sons of day. We are not of night nor of darkness. Skip down to verse 8. But since we are of the day, let us be self-controlled, having put on the breastplate of faith and love and a helmet of hope and salvation. For God has not destined us for wrath, but for obtaining salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. The day of his appearing, the day of his fruit is upon us. we declare that as you hear the trumpet sound to assemble, that you are those sons of light because you heard his call. You are those that live in this day, the day of salvation, the day of the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, the day of his visitation, this time of tabernacle.
It shall come to pass when they make a long blast with the ram's horn, and when you hear the sound of the trumpet, that all the people shall shout with a great shout. Then the wall of the city will fall down flat, and the people shall go up, every man straight before him. I just declare this year to be a year where the people of the Lord blow the trumpets all year and give a great shout. And we declare and we see the walls fall that the enemy has raised up in this country and in various countries in the world in the name of the Lord. We see it come down as we give a great shout before the Lord.
We're declaring a year of mass exodus from wherever it is into the presence of the Lord. I like what it says in 2 Peter 3:9. The Lord is not slow about his promise, as some count slowness, but is patient toward you, not wishing for any to perish, but for all to come to repentance. The trumpet call that calls people to turn their hearts to the Lord, turn their hearts to what he offers them. A day of change, not rehashing things of the past, but an outpouring of what he's doing today, an outpouring of his nature. Salvation is a step to take. So you're set apart. You're set apart to become a son. And we lose a year of the maturing of the sons that he has set apart. Those who are born again, born from above. This is the footstool that we're building for him to rest his feet on. And we come together with that one drive in our hearts to be those who gather at that footstool and worship him, all in one voice.
Sing to the Lord a new song. For he has done wonderful things. His right hand and his holy arm has gained the victory for him. The Lord has made known his salvation, and he has revealed his righteousness in the sight of the nations. He has remembered his loving kindness and his faithfulness to the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God.
Isaiah 61. Starting with verse 10, that I will rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exult in my God. He has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has wrapped me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. For as the earth brings forth its sprouts, and as the garden causes the things sown in it to spring up, so the Lord will cause righteousness and praise to spring up before all the nations. Arise in the nations a desire and a heart to worship the God and Father of who we are. A praise to come out, to spring forth from every corner and every nook and cranny in the earth. Joel 2, where the Spirit of the Lord will cover this earth, and a fresh anointing from the Holy Spirit will cover the earth. We loose that to take place in this time frame as we're looking, gathering together. It's a gathering together, trumpet call of gathering together, that we may praise our Father in the name of the Lord.
Experiencing the impartation of God's Word through His family is life. Has this time in His presence blessed you? Then please subscribe to our podcast at livebehindtheveil.com. If you would like to contact the family with questions or topics that you would like discussed, you can email them to livingepistles@livebehindtheveil.com. Stay connected, tuned in, and grow with the family as the Lord unveils His Word to us live behind the veil.